I wanted to say something about the Damodarashtakam. One devotee brought a picture of Yashoda and Damodar, thought this picture should go on the altar. I wanted to say why I have another picture on the altar. In the Bhavishya Purana, it is said that once Krishna came late to an appointed meeting with Srimati Radharani. And Radharani was disappointed with Krishna and went into a mood which is called man, or a loving anger and a rejection which results from this. It's a mood which gives Krishna very, very much pleasure. Now, he came and he had a vague excuse. He said he had been in a festival which his mother Yashoda arranged and therefore could not come in time. Srimati Radharani was not inclined to believe this, but at the same time she wanted to show Krishna that he should not just come and go as he wants, and with a lot of with a little without any effort, she took a golden girdle, it's like a rope, and bound Krishna. Now, if you remember, Mother Yashoda had to exert a huge effort to bind Krishna. She had to eventually take all the ropes of Braj in order to bind him, because the rope was always 2 inches or 2 breadth of a finger too short. Radhika didn't have to take this huge effort. It just went like, don't go. And this shows something about the superiority of Radha's love. We know when Krishna finally had broken down the twin Arjuna trees, and Nalakuvera Manigriva had emerged from the tree and prayed to him, he had liberated them from their curse, and he had sent them back to the places they came from. Now, after this has happened, Krishna stayed alone for some time, still bound to the mortar, and he thought, it's peculiar. Although I can free everyone from the strong change of karma, I myself remain bound. I remain bound by the robe of love, the love of Mother Yashoda. But we know Mother Yashoda had to really work hard to put that robe around him. For Radha, whose love is much stronger, it went much faster. So here at Radhakund, we think of Radha Damodar and not so much of Yashoda Damodar. It is because this is the kingdom of Radharani. So as much as we appreciate Yashoda Damodar, this picture has been given a very nice place of honor also, but Radha Damodar is in Radha Kund, our main object of worship. Again, this is very confidential, and therefore Satyavrata Muni in his Damodarastakam only makes mention of Radha once, time and again. He says, I don't stop, it will be continuous as long as I live. I offer pranam to Shrimati Radhika, who is your dear most beloved, and I also offer my pranams hundreds of times unto your wondrous unlimited pastimes. Now, whatever is said at the end of a Vedic stuti has prominence, is most important. Like in the Gita, we find the last verse of the Gita, Savadamang Parijaja, has a lot of importance. This verse also, in the last verse where it ends by offering obeisances to the mysterious personality Shrimati Radharani, who's kept so secret in the Vedas, in fear that people without the right understanding cannot understand her. I lost the sentence, but not what I wanted to say. So this Radharani is mentioned last, is given just preeminence. So yes, this is important to understand, because we will now enter into two verses from Rupa Goswami's Utkalika Balari, which are important. The first verse is Girikun. Sorry, it's one time it's this meter, then that meter. I really have to think. Giri kunya kutira nagaro lalite devi sada tavashravo ite tikila nashti doshkaram kripayangi kuruman ata swayam. So Rupa Goswami had already offered prayers to the associates of Krishna, but only in a very general way. Now in this verse and the next two verses, Rupa Goswami will address three very important individuals who can help him to gain the entrance into the loving service of Radha and Krishna. These three personalities are Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi and Subal. And as we understand, they are all very much aware of Shrimati Radhika. Lalita Devi, because you always control the hero and heroine in the Nikunjas at Govardhan, there's nothing which you cannot achieve. You are free to do as you like. Therefore, mercifully accept me and engage me in Sri Radha Krishna's service. It is known that in Braj, Lalita Devi takes a position where she controls Radha and even Krishna. This is what Rupa Goswami expresses here. For instance, Srimati there is a pastime when Krishna has gone a little bit, has been too robust with Radharani, and therefore Lalita thinks if Krishna is not taught good manners, then he will just control my beloved friend Radha too much and not behave properly. Radha is so soft and so tender, he should be a little bit more considerate. So she decides that Radha, we will not receive Krishna any longer. So Krishna knows it and finds a gopi to act on his behalf. This gopi is Chitrata, and she is sent by Krishna on behalf of Krishna to Radharani to make good. Chitra has a message for Radha. Radha, I'm aware that I was a little bit neglectful of your supreme position, but kindly accept me as a lover accepts another lover. This is the message. Now, Lalita catches Chitra before she can come to Radha and says, Chitra, you are a messenger of this most unreliable person, Krishna, and I have a message. I will not allow you to speak to Radha. Now Radha has heard already that Chitra is there, and she has an idea. This, she's sent by Krishna, and she wants to listen to Chitra and make good with Krishna. But Lalita says, Radha, you have to be strong now. It's in your own interest. Just neglect, just don't receive Chitra. And then Lalita sends Chitra back with the message, you are not qualified for to meet Radha. Behave, then we can consider your case. So both Radha and Krishna, this is what is told in this pastime, are absolutely under the control of Lalita, and she has absolute control. I don't know if you have experience, but when there is someone whom you trust very much, you somehow give him control over your life. I remember yesterday we went to take a bath in Radhakund, and I wanted to combine it with a puja, and I have this one panda whom I like very much. He likes very much. He likes me very much. So I said, Mohan, I'm now here for you. You tell me, where do I exactly take a bath? How do I do it? What do I offer? What do I avoid? And for half an hour, Mohan was in absolute control of my life. He told me to go down here and there and roll on the wet steps and do everything which is best to do. Because I trusted him, he knows, he's living at Radhakund since many years. I said, you have my life, you please you do it. So this is Lalita, who is so very dear to Radha and Krishna, that she is actually free to say, to be in full control over them. And Rupa Goswami says, you are always controlling the hero and heroine. Therefore, you are free to do as you like. Please mercifully accept me and engage me in the service of Radha and Krishna. They will follow what you say. If you say this has to come, this person has to come. There's a verse in the Lalita Ashtakam which says that Lalita is constantly on the lookout for any qualified person who wants the service of Radharani, and when she finds that, she makes an arrangement that this person quickly comes. So you might know for Ascolia, her Manjari in her group is first and foremost, what does our commentator say? No, Rupa Manjari. Yes. So the next verse is taking shelter at Vishakha. Would you like to hear about Vishakha also? Sharangataka, you have fallen here into the camp of Radharani's devotees. Yeah, be careful. we are totally at the Radha Kundva. Is that all right?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Bhajanam varamihasi Vishakhe Gauranila vapusho pranayanam Tvamnija pranayino mayitena Prapayasya karunatra kataksham. In this verse you will hear in whom Radha and Madhava has invested most of their love. In which sati? O Vishakha. In this Vrindavan, the golden Sri Radha and the blue Sri Madhava have chosen you out of all their intimate associates as the main object of their favor. Please help me to attain your beloved Sri Sri Radha Krishna's merciful and affectionate glance. So you are really the greatest recipient of their grace. Please help me to attain your beloved couple's glance which flows with compassion. That's very interesting. The glance of Radha and Krishna is a flow, like a river, a stream of compassion. I think we often forget this, that we have a compassionate Lord and a compassionate mistress. But I want to tell you very, very precisely, I'm resting my whole hope in the compassion of the Lord and Radha. And that's, they are very affectionate to all those who try in the month of Kartik to obtain their mercy. Because their hearts are like lakes which overflow with the waves of compassion. Radhakund, the rainy season overflows, so Radha's heart, Krishna's heart, overflow with compassion when they see us struggling sadhakas here in this world, who sit in Vrindavan and cry out, "Oh, please save my life by giving me a drop of taste in your holy name. I cannot bear this separation any longer. Please quickly come to my help and save me from my sure death." Radha Krishna hear this. So, but still, we always want to approach the Lord through his confidential devotees. This is a way we go in spiritual life. So here's Vishakha, Vishakha is the greatest object of compassion. Now I want to tell you a little pastime about Radha, noted down here, which is told by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. One day, Srimati Radharani comes to Vishakha and says, "Oh Vishakha, you are practically like the earth which sustain my life. You know, there are five earths, and as long as they circulate, life is there. So you are my life air. I have one very big request. Make Madhava attached to me today." Without me losing my prestige. Krishna sometimes do so intense things. He's an intense lover. So without me losing my prestige. So you should meet Madhava, but not directly. You should have the pretext that you go and pick flowers where he is. Like one devotee who always brings the champaka flowers. The gopis always go to places where they are sure to meet Krishna, but they don't want to lose their prestige. They don't want to show openly that they're just going for him. So therefore they have the pretext, "I'm anyways here picking flowers." So, you know, they don't want to lose their status as independent lovers. So then, as you're picking flowers near the hearing of Madhava, you should praise me to your sakis, but only to your sakis. Madhava will become attached to me. But really deal with him very much so that he knows where his place is. So Vishakha goes and praises Radhika. Radhika is the best, the jewel in Braj. Her qualities are very, very wonderful. But she doesn't mention Radhika directly. There is a girl who is the jewel of Braj, who overflows with the best quality. So Krishna hears it and comes to Vishakha. Says, "Hey Vishakha, about whom are you talking?" Vishakha says, "About nobody." Krishna says, "Do you think I can meet the person about whom you talk?" Says, "These qualities." Vishakha. Says Vishakha, "This is impossible. Krishna, you are disqualified on four counts. You are a debauchee." Do you know what is a debauchee? He is going with many women. One time this, time that, time another. But she is most loyal and chaste to her husband. Your natures are too different. They don't match. You are very whimsical. You do whatever comes into your mind. But she is very steady. You are extremely impious. But she is so much devoted to the devatas that she performs Surya worship every day without fail. And you are dirty. And but she takes bath every day and then puts on new clothes. Your natures are too different. So Krishna said, this is a wrong information which you have. Durvasa Muni says, I'm not a devotee. He says, I'm a brahmachari. It's there in the Gopaltapani Upanishad, O best of the knowers of scriptures. As far as my being whimsical and changing always my mind, it's absolutely wrong. I was holding the Govardhan hill very steady for 7 days. I didn't put it down. I didn't waver. I didn't do anything else than just holding the Govardhan hill for 7 days and seven nights. Who is more steady than me? As far as being impious, this is also incorrect, because I was initiated by my priest Bhaguri Muni in the Vishnu Mantra. Om Namo Narayan, Om Namo Narayan. Krishna sometimes, Krishna chants in the morning, Om Namo Narayan, Om Namo Narayan. At least he does this whenever Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj look. And when it's over, he goes, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And as far as being dirty, I'm not dirty. I have a very good fragrance. This is not true. Vishaka says, but she is married. How can you meet a married girl? This is not possible. She's married. Krishna says, I have an idea. Vishaka, what do you think about this? I will be blessed just by looking at her. Only looking, nothing else. From the distance, I will look. Nothing else. What I will do is, I will go into one of the caves of Giriraj. And there I will install a deity of the sun god, because your Saki, you told me, is worshipping the sun god every day. Then I will personally make the cave extremely pleasant by smearing it with cow dung and putting some perfume here and there, that it's very smells very nice. And then you can invite your Saki, she can do her puja, and I will look from the distance, and if you allow, I will just touch her feet. Only. Bring her here. I will look from the back and touch her foot soles. So Vishaka gives a consenting smile. I shall bring her. And she brings Radhika. In the meantime, Krishna has made this beautiful cave with nice smell, and Srimati Radharani sits there and worships the sun god. So in this way, this is one of the many leelas. I found this today, thank you, which shows us how Vishaka is very dear to Radharani. That's the idea, the object of mercy. Radha wants Krishna to meet her, but she wants that it's on her own terms. It's not some wild meeting, you know. It's Krishna should behave, should be very humble. Vishakha somehow by her cleverness does this. And of course Krishna is very grateful to Vishakha also, so that's why she is the object of both Krishna, of both Radha's and Krishna's mercy. So then if you go to someone who is dear, then that person can do anything. That's the whole way it's done. Life is lived in the Balkans. You can get everything if you know the person who's dear to the who is a friend of the person whom you want to get everything. You can see any doctor if you know the friend of the doctor. Everything goes over the Priyatalyas. It's a wonderful culture. There are no laws and rules and regulations. Everything goes over this. Isn't it, Bhananandi? I've noticed it. You just... I'm sorry? Yeah, with connections you can overcome these rules. Yeah. So, this is the idea here. The Balkan is not very much Vrindavan, we have to say. This is one little reflection of Vrindavan mood that is going to those who are dear, not close and dear. So, the last devotee of whom we are talking today is Subala Balava Vayu. Sorry. Subala Bala Vavaya Kumarayo Dahita Namasakas Tamasi Vraje Iti Tayo Purato Viduram Janam Chanam Amun Kripayatya Nivedaya. O Subal, in Braj Mandal, you are a Priya Namasaka, a bosom friend of Sri Nanda Maharaj's son and Sri Brishabhanu Maharaj's daughter. On this day, extend but a slight gesture of mercy to me and relate my sad story to your two friends. I would like to talk a little bit on Subal. You know, when Krishna came into Purvarag, that is, when he felt the beginnings of his attachment to the gopis, he lost all other attachments. He was no longer so much with the mother. He was not so long with the friends, because the attachment to Radhika had taken priority in his mind. Now one day he left his cowherd friends and went into the forest all by himself. He sat there and he could think only of Radhika. She said, "Who is this girl? Who is this Radha? She has totally taken possession of my heart." So Subal had looked for Krishna and found him sitting all alone and was clearly worried. And he said, "Krishna, what is in your mind? Tell me, because whatever you tell a friend, when you tell something which is troubling in your mind to a friend, then the trouble goes out of your mind." I think especially Matajis know about this, isn't it? And we have some trouble in our heart and we to another good friend of ours, a trusted friend, we feel relieved in our heart, isn't it? Especially, no, we also know, we men also know, no? When there is some trouble in the heart, when we finally can find someone, we can reveal our mind. So Subal says, talk to me what is troubling you. Then this problem will be over. I want to tell one of you, Bhagavati, could you maybe look? Then you will know how to close the door. This is not... you please do it properly so that you learn. It has to touch the two things, huh? Kannst du ihr das zeigen, bitte?
Wenn ich schnell Luft und so machen.
Zeig sie doch einmal, wenn du sie ja einmal zeigst, dann weiß ich es immer. Guck sie dir an, dann weiß ich es immer. Ne?
Ich werde jeden Tag besser mit dir.
Ja?
Jeden Tag. Ich glaube, es hält einen Monat.
So. So, but Krishna didn't want to speak to Subal about the worries in his heart. It was just a new love which had developed, and he felt shy and he took his hands to his chest and just looked so sad, and tears were falling from his eyes. And then Subal really began to worry and said, now you tell me what is in your heart. No, said Krishna. I looked up a palace when I was passing by Vasana, and there on the top of the palace I saw a lightning. And this lightning was dressed in a sari as blue as a cloud. And from this lightning, glances came in my direction, which clearly pierced my heart. And there was a pearl necklace. And since that time, I cannot forget this. Ho, 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 said Subal. You are talking of the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. This is Radhika. I will arrange something. I know the brother of Radhika, Sridham, and I will get her in your closeness. So, meanwhile, Shrimati Radharani was a vihar. Virahini, that means a girl suffering in separation, and was almost mad. She was a Pagalini. Pagal is a crazy person. Pagalini is a crazy she person. She stared, for instance, at a cloud. Just think about this. A blue cloud, and started to do japa of Siam, 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 Siam. So when Subal came to her and said, there's Syamasunda. She went like, what is Syamasunda? And he wants to see you. He's my friend. I will bring you to her. So Subal is therefore so absolutely dear to Nanda Maharaj's son and Sri Vrishabhanu Maharaj's daughter. And Rupa Goswami says, on this day, extend but a slight gesture of mercy to me and relate my sad story to your two friends. Now I want to tell you something, my dear devotees. You all think this is wonderful leelas. It's entertaining, good that we hear some leela in the night. It's not at all the point. What is the point of this is that we meet someone who is so absolutely eager to meet Radha and Krishna that his mind just races like a wild horse through all the possibilities. How can I obtain my secret desire? This is the whole idea of this. When you have a desire which is very much in your mind, you will think all of a sudden, what possibilities do I have? How can I fulfill my desire? And you will have extraordinary ideas. You will do these ideas which are carried by your eagerness. For instance, I heard many years ago that this is too private, I don't want to talk about this in public. Some devotees have heard, if in the month of Kartik you offer a light every day, then this will please Radha beyond all measures. And they do this because they have heard it. Or what would be a better example? They have heard, walk around Giriraj in Kartik, then you will get the mercy. There are some devotees who do 2 Govardhan Parikramas a day. Why do they do this? This is just for some far out spiritual practice, or some nice thing to entertain themselves and so on, to hear, do something nice. No, they want to get the mercy like anything. What we hear here is Rupa Goswami's absolute eagerness. He says, I can't live any longer without you, Radha and Krishna, and I must now find a means to get you. And his prayer book is informed by this mood, this intense eagerness. You have to see him in your mind's eye, sitting in the forest of Vrindavan, crying with a burnt heart, because he just can't tolerate the life without Radha and Krishna. It's not possible. And therefore he now thinks about different ways. And this is, now he goes to those who are dear to Radha and Krishna and approaches them. Do please something for me. I heard in the car there was a boy who had done some drug smuggling, and the Spanish authorities captured him and wanted to really establish an example what they do with Americans who smuggle drugs. They really wanted to keep him in prison with the worst of murderers for 20 years, and so on. But then his father heard about this, and his father thought, how can I save my boy from being 20 years in the Spanish dungeon? And he went to a lawyer in New York who was very influential and said to him, please, you are so powerful, I give you anything and everything, just bring my boy out of that prison, he will die. He's innocent, he's a little foolish, I will take care of his further education, but you please get him out for me. And the father somehow thought of an escape plan, which was so intelligent, you can't imagine. He thought, and he brought his boy back to America, who stopped taking drugs afterwards, smuggling. So if you have a need in your heart, you become inventive. Inventive? Not macht erfinderisch, sagt man in Deutsch. I don't know if this makes sense. If you have a need in your heart, if you are aware of a need, then you will do things which an ordinary person cannot think of doing, because he doesn't have the same need. There are ways how people have escaped the DDR, you know, Eastern Germany. You would just think, amazing. They have sewed together nail test shirts and put a gas burner under this and put hot air in the nail test shirts and then float it over the border. There's a museum, if you are interested, which can show you what people do when they have a need. So we are in this problematic situation that we have the same situation, but we are not aware that we need to see Radha and Krishna. I mean, to serve Radha and Krishna and have contact. We are really, by all means, spiritually dead people. We are in a needy situation, but we are not aware of it. We live our days with breakfast, lunch, and accommodation. You know, and that's what we think of in Radhakund. When will be my breakfast? When will be my lunch? And how peaceful and soundproof is my accommodation? You know, that's not the point. The point is we need the mercy of Radha and Krishna somehow. Otherwise, our sad story. This is how Rupa Goswami says. Please relate my sad story to your two friends. Who in this room will say he is not a sad story? I mean, I know everyone thinks he's not a sad story, but I think we will not say it in fear that we will be criticized in public, in the internet, and so on. But every one of us thinks, no, I'm not a sad story. I'm sure, you see, I'm giving my best. It's all right, and it's not all right. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, he says, we can get this type of eagerness which we need by associating in our mind with Rupa Goswami. He says, my mind is crazy, running everywhere. But Rupa Goswami's mind is like a wonderful horse in which brings the rider quickly to the divine couple. Let me associate with the mind of Rupa Goswami, and then his mind, his ideas, his desires will bring us in the proper direction. This is very, very strong. If you associate with people who have a strong desire and don't protest and rebel all the time in your mind, then it will be very good. You will get also the desire in your heart. We find this, Ananda Chaitanya and myself, we do a Govardhan Parikrama, and my dear devotees, it's not possible for our little group, no one of us can imagine to do it alone. It's because it's really so. No one can imagine to do it alone. But if there is a strong association of strong people who help each other, then we are carried by this. It has been shown that birds fly for many, many days. You call them migrating birds. In Deutsch, Zugvögel. No? And how can these birds fly for so... For weeks they fly. For weeks or how long? For a long time. Long time. Maybe not weeks. What do you think? From Scandinavia to Africa? It must take weeks. Huh? And it has been shown how they can fly so long, from where they get the strength. The answer is from each other. There are birds, and then, but if a bird, it has been shown, is separated from the flock, he will die. He will not make it. It's somehow the dynamic. So if you wish to become Krishna conscious, you must associate with Rupa Goswami thoughts. It's very important for you. Otherwise you will never wake up from this half-dead situation, and you will not be able to fly in the sky of these divine aspirations. It will not be possible for you. So therefore here we find this, isn't it so nice of Rupa Goswami that he writes all this down? Normally one should keep his bhajan secret, but these acharyas share their bhajan for us. Isn't that wonderful, Sharangatali? So we know now how to fly, so to say, how to left, right, you know, Lalita, Vishaka, Subha, you know, we know this. It's a very, very merciful, and we should be very grateful. This is a little bit about Rupa Goswami. Now tomorrow, Rupa Goswami is tomorrow he's going into the most confidential part of his prayer by revealing a little bit the ones who he addresses last in his prayer. I know our commentator will try to guess, but it's not necessary at the moment. He will reveal to us out of the mercy of his heart where he will place most of his hope. And tomorrow it will get highly esoteric. Not esoteric, highly blissful. This is Rupa Goswami's mercy on us. Radhe, Radhe. Today we started a little late, and I also have still some Japamala is hungry because still is not fully fed, and I would like to thank you very much for coming.